We've got Eric Moore right now with Soil Warrior. And Eric, the tillage part of this is really important too. If you're leaving nitrogen on the soil surface, you're just more prone to loss than if you can get it down in the soil in most cases. So how are your guys in strip till utilizing nitrogen? Where are they putting it on? When are they doing it? And what are you seeing that's really working?
You know, we see a lot of different application methods, and really it's geographically based is what tends to drive a lot of that. If we're in a lot of areas where that fall nitrogen is restricted or just not a good practice, we see a lot of spring nitrogen application. But either way, we want to make sure, like you said, place that in the soil surface so we don't get that volatility. And if we can place it closer to the timeline that the crop's going to use it, we get less tie up and less loss capability there as well.
It's nice to say, but I say the same thing to my brother that, boy, I'd love to put it on just right as the corn needs it. And then his response is always, well, Darren, if we knew it was going to rain, we could do that. But we got to be out there early. We're in dry country. I'm sure you hear that with farmers in no-till and especially in the western corn belt that, man, it's just so dry. I got to get it all out there early.
We do. And you know, that's where we really look at kind of what your historic weather patterns are too. You know, if we're in good heavy soils, we're out west where we're typically very arid, we really rarely lose nitrogen to leaching or to denitrification because of water standing there. So in those cases, guys can kind of actually bank nitrogen a little bit. But I still think there's a lot of times where a nitrogen stabilizer pays. Just to keep that nitrogen in an available form is one thing. And then we never know which year that we're going to have a period where that water stands out there. So I think it's good to keep that nitrogen stabilized and available. And the other thing is we can, like your brother said, we could put it all on WIP. We know when it's going to rain or when we're going to need it. But the farm size today, we can't put it all on the day before the crop needs it. Just we have to be able to spread that nitrogen application out. And I think that's where strip till, being able to place that in the soil, and then stabilizers to keep that in the form that we want it to be available to plant helps as well.
Okay, now I want to specify here with this strip till that you're talking about. You could drop it all in a single band, but I see a lot of guys kind of spreading it throughout that strip. So it's 8 inches wide and maybe 8 or 10 inches deep. That's a pretty good volume of soil you're spreading it out in. And I know that nitrogen's mobile enough in the soil, our root system's going to find that. How much can guys put in the strip if you've got good heavy soil like that?
Boy, it really depends on the form of nitrogen and then how long you've got between your nitrogen application time and planting time. We always talk about that kind of rule of thumb of that 10 pounds per CEC, per point of CEC, and I think that's a good place to start. But if we're looking at urea specifically, a lot of the injury that we see from urea is during that stage where it's in ammonia. And that's where I like when guys ask me how much nitrogen can I run, my first question is how close to planting are you going to make this application? If you've got a good heavy soil, you've got good soil moisture, and you've got 30 days ahead of planting, I think really treat this a lot like you would like a 2x2 application. The amount of urea that you would find safe in a 2x2 band, you can do it with this, our Soil Warrior type of system, with probably another 10 to 20% safety factor. Or the other way to look at it is, just like you talked, we're distributing that through that band or that zone as we do with our fertility application method. It's about a third of your tilled soil. So look at the safe broadcast incorporated maximum rates you would use. Divide that by 3 because we're tilling a third of that soil surface. That would be a good safe rule of thumb as well.
Well, we certainly don't want to hurt anything as we're putting the fertilizer out there for a crop, but we know it's going to need it, so we want to do it when it's useful. I've been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior just about safe nitrogen application and the benefit of a stabilizer, even in the dry climates. Thanks a lot, Eric. Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you.